What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
Guys, we... And girls, this is not just a guys' podcast. It's girls too. First of all, dude, I have to say,
what's up, boys? We just want to say a special what up to the boys out there.
Yeah, it is. It's a special what up to the boys. Special. First of all, when you're doing that ad read, I thought you were going to say packages are gay.
What do you mean? Like what was the actual sentence?
Packages a day.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. I had like. I had like a That's So Raven moment. You were gonna, I get those only.
Well, they haven't heard the ad read yet, though.
That's why it's going to be funny. So I'm saying it at the top.
Go ahead.
No, I had gay on my mind because I actually read a statement from LGBBQ in light of, you know, the launch of Gay Burger.
What'd they say?
Well, let me read it.
Yeah, please do.
Here at LGBBQ, we take great pride in our gay sauce. It's come to our attention that recent developments in local businesses may put our gay sauce under threat. But don't fear, our gay sauce will never be kept in the closet.
Okay.
It will never be held down. The gay sauce will fight through.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on keeping on and come on down to LGBBQ and get your hefty pound of gay sauce.
That's good. That's good, dude, but I don't think that the gay sauce is actually in jeopardy because I guess I saw an article that Elijah's is called Jizz Sauce.
Oh.
It's not, but did you see that?
No. Well, you know, I just, you know, I think the owners of LGBBQ are just afraid that, you know, just they've been a business for 50 years now, you know?
Yeah, right.
And they don't want to get swept up by the new corporate, you know, overlord that's just, you know, taking over society. You know, they're just trying to preserve the LGBBQ, you know.
Oh, they're like a small
business, you know.
Okay,
Gay Burger is like the big conglomerate, you know, that moved in across the street.
Right. Well,
bigger,
it's like
burgers, bigger
patties.
Yeah,
but that's part of it. That's part of, you know, you got to expect competition. They had a monopoly kind of on the whole gay fast food industry.
That's true.
Up until this point, and now Gay Burger is a thing, and their gayoli sauce.
Yeah.
That's actually on the menu, I'm pretty sure. Which
it
is fucking
Gaoli's
wild.
On the menu.
Did you not literally say gayoli sauce last week?
Yeah.
Like, literally 3 fucking days before this comes out. What are the odds of that?
Literally comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
I just like talking about this like it's a real topic. Like, we're actually sitting here discussing the ethics of Gay Burger.
Of gay fast food.
And LGBBQ, but they're not real. You know, in a way, you could argue the owners of LGBBQ are trying to maintain a monopoly on the market, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of like subtly shaming Gay Burger.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel welcoming, you know?
But how did they subtly shame them?
Well, you know, to say like their gay sauce is under attack. Like, Gay Burger didn't attack their sauce, you know?
They didn't attack the sauce. And gay sauce is still, it's still like a very protected recipe. People have tried to reproduce it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You'll never get that creaminess.
No. Never get that flavor.
A little saltiness, you know?
You know, the smell of Ajax. It's hard to replicate.
Elijah texted me and said, I'll send you guys Gay Burger. Because he saw all the people tagging us in the tweet, and he was like, I don't understand. What did you guys say this? And we were like, I texted him back, and I was like, this is so bizarre. We literally said this last week, and we even said gayoli sauce, I'm pretty sure. And, the Gay Burger site is pulled up. Yeah, throw it up. Anyways, he texted. He said, I'll send you guys some tomorrow if you want. So maybe for the Bone Zone, because we're doing it live today, maybe we can get some Gay Burger in the middle of it and eat some. There it is right there. That's fucking great. That's a
meat
good logo.
Buns seems pretty gay already.
Let's make it gayer and for charity. 100% of proceeds go to the, what is it? LA LGBT Center for Homeless Youth.
Damn.
100% of the proceeds, damn.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah. It's time burgers were gay. Grab yours today. Let's see, what are the burgers called? Love Me Daddy, Beef Me Up Scotty.
Help Me Daddy. not to be Help confused with Love Me Daddy.
No More Milk Daddy.
Nice.
Gay fries, extremely gay fries, gay cookie. That's pretty funny. Wow.
Oh, man. Should have hired us to do the ad for it.
Yeah, seriously.
We could have casted our boy.
Who?
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, I like fucking gay cheeseburgers, man. Because I'm fucking gay. So head on down to Gay Barbecue. I mean, excuse me, Gay Burger, and get yourself a gay burger. Because I'm fucking gay as fuck.
I don't eat Mr. Beast Burger. Oh, I got to get back in that accent. How do I do that? Mr. Beast Burger. I don't need a Mr. Beast Burger. I want a gay burger because I'm fucking gay.
I like me a cheeseburger that reminds me of men meat. That's why I take myself the gay burger.
Give me a beef me up, daddy. Please, all day.
Right. I was going on a binge of like those TikToks where those dudes do those country voiceovers. It's like some popular sound, like some girl playing like guitar. Dudes, it's like, you know that feeling when you're driving your Ford truck. And it actually doesn't even get there. It's like when your best friend slides his hand down your thigh. Look out in the open road. That's that feeling of driving a Ford truck.
I've never seen that.
Oh man, I'd have to find it. It's too good, man.
That's so funny. That's so funny. You know that feeling of you sliding your hand through Matthew McConaughey's hair
while you're driving
you're driving that Buick
through the Arizona desert. That's that feeling of driving a Ford truck. Bro, speaking of trucks, I just have to say, no free clout. We're not gonna say what car brand, but a car brand dick this Sunday, dude.
I think everyone knows who it is.
We can't say.
We can say Yadlack.
Yadlack.
Yeah, they were hop off.
Yeah.
I saw that story. I said, hop off, dude.
I couldn't believe it, man. That dude showed up with a bread basket, but it was liquor, you know? The way the basket looked, I was expecting like a live chicken and eggs to be inside it. Like,
yeah,
it
did kind of look like a farm fresh basket.
Super rustic, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He handed that to me, and then there was like, he had one bag of food, and I said, oh man, this is crazy. I was like, thank you. He's like, nah, there's more. He comes back with two more giant bags and then another thing of liquor and then two boxes of beer.
They stocked you with sauce.
It was crazy. And Luke said they were really just trying to get me to give the car back.
Yeah, he's like, wait. He's standing at the door waiting. He's like, all right.
All right.
Now your turn, right?
I just closed the door on him. I was like, nice to see you, man. Yeah,
thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Fucking Yadlack, dude.
Yadlack, dude.
They're great.
Cadillac, more like Cadillac these nuts. Quarantine has to end, dude. That's the only thing that's giving me entertainment now is trying to get you to say D's.
Dude, I got a couple stocked up that I haven't even tried on you yet.
Uh-oh.
Just wait. One of these days, it's going to happen.
I love how a D's Nuts joke is now like it's a very premeditated thing.
Oh, yeah. It's like months of preparation now.
Yeah, yeah. A D's Nuts joke, now, I think, is almost like doing a live show. It's like prepping for like a stand-up show.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know you can't mess up the line. If there are people in the room, you know, they might give it away.
Yeah.
It's like, has to be a very precise
thing. So no, I agree. I've been sitting on this one for months. I'm just waiting for the right time to drop it. But it's good. It's good. This is one night we got drunk and just sat around and like said these jokes for hours. Like we're all just sitting there in a circle, like looking at each other, but like doing the think face.
Yeah.
You know when someone's thinking and they're looking at you, but you can tell they're just looking through you because they're so in their head.
Yeah.
Trying to figure something out.
Yeah.
And they're all doing that half smile where it's like, we just were doing that. We were all drunk, sitting there looking at each other. And then we go, and we turn to the next person and look right through them. And then we'd look right. And then someone would drop one and we'd be all like, oh, that's good. What about this one? Think face.
So basically you guys had like a, what would you call that? You had a brainstorm. You had a brainstorm.
Brainstorm.
A think tank on D's nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
I like brainstorm better.
Oh, yeah, because, you know.
Brainstorm.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my, this dumb. It
is. So you're not thinking.
I'm not. Shit, dude. You hear about brain?
No.
Brain D's nuts in your mouth.
Nice.
I don't know. That was kind of.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like brain. Little, brain.
Yeah. Here's one.
Okay.
Sam said this one. This is Sam's. I got to give him all credit for this. Otherwise, he'll crucify me.
Okay.
This is Sam's. Sam Shots. This is his joke.
This is a D's Nuts joke by Sam Shots. Read by Cody Co.
Hold on. I have to fucking remember it. Hold on.
Oh.
What's the guy that...
Crowd's waiting.
Does a song with Mac Miller and he does the song with... What the fuck is his name?
What?
Oh my God. Drummer.
Travis Barker?
Super creative guy. He's a drummer. He does tons of shit. Music artist. Oh my God. Anderson. Yeah. Yes.
Anderson Paak. Oh.
Yeah. Anderson Paak.
Oh. All right. Go ahead.
Hold on. He said something like, and you like, does your mom like it? Oh, does your dad like Anderson Paak? That's funny because, no, wait. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Dude, this is like an Emmy award-winning moment, and like
that's funny because your mom and her son pack my dick in her something like that. Something like that. Well, he did it. You know, he did it better than me, but something like that. It was pretty.
So, I'm just gonna say, Sam, I'm kind of disappointed in that one. You either have to come on and read it better.
It was. I'm the one that butchered it. You got to trust me that he. He right, got right, me with right, it pretty
all
hard.
All right. I trust. I'm really just looking for opportunity to make fun of Sam.
That's fair.
Camping out at Micro Center.
He got his new
Sam, yeah, we'll just let you all know how Sam's doing. He got a new PC.
Yeah,
to still play games with a controller.
Yep. Yep, but it runs smooth as butter, dude.
Yeah.
It looks gamer as fuck.
Yeah.
Every single part of that PC clothes. He got light up RAM.
Which is just hilarious.
Why do you need that?
You know, might as well go all the way, right? Like, I think it'd be really funny.
You got to think the lights make everything cost more money. You don't have to have a light up RAM.
Can you picture Sam playing that with light up shoes? I like the latest like light up clothing. Like this dude just turns into a fucking Disneyland parade while playing Call of Duty. He's gonna have a little cousin visit him one day and that he doesn't know is like epilepsy, and that dude is just gonna fucking seize up. So he's gonna be like, check out my cool light up room, and the kid walks in and
he's got the TikTok likes, and he's got like the Molly gloves.
Yeah, just everything.
Yeah, the raver gloves.
Yeah, the raver gloves.
Does a light show before he picks up his stupid ass controller?
Yo, what's up, Twitch?
That should be his streaming personality. Fucking glasses. Yo, oh. Five subs. Thank you for the 5 subs. Let's get it. Light show.
Let's get it. Just crushing bottles of water.
Yeah. God damn. I was trying to pull up our thread. I don't even know where to start. It's been a week, man. We could talk about Tom Brady's chin.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I mean,
we have Super Bowl commercials to watch too.
Yeah, yeah, we could watch the
corporate
evil
America
ones.
Some free attention, shall we?
Yeah, you want to do that first?
Yeah, sure. Or yeah, let's talk about Tom Brady first.
I mean, I just quickly want to go through this, you know, this weird, like, you know, whatever you would call this, 24 pack of him over the years.
Yeah, can you pull that up, Luke?
Like, how does your chin get reduced like that? Luke was saying steroids.
I think it's a little plastic surgery. I think he's dipping into the surgery a little bit.
You think he got that touched up?
Definitely. He looks like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that happens when you're older, too. Maybe he's, like, losing some baby fat, you know? Look at this right here. This is insane, dude.
Like, how the hell? He got a chin reduction.
Look at my boy, big cheeks right here.
Yeah, dude was top, crimson top chin.
Right, top right is me.
Yeah, top right's you.
Mm-hmm.
The one to the left of that, you know, third column, top.
Yeah.
It's crazy how he just went from like bro to Redditor, like in one.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like in the one before, he looks like a fucking Chad. And then the, you know, top of column two, he's like mega Chad. And then column one, he's like a Redditor. Or column three, sorry. And even column one, he looks like a Redditor.
This honestly looks like, I don't know, it looks like a progress picture of the PayPal founders. You know what I'm saying? Like this could be Elon Musk. I'd be like, yeah, this is the same thing. They all did this, dude. They started out like this. This is top left is him starting a tech company in like the 90s. And then he gets rich as fuck and then he gets hot.
I don't get how he even was able to get to that point. You know what I mean? Which? Like with the chin, just the chin. The chin is the only thing I care about. Also, this doesn't look like a football player.
Yeah.
Like this, like I feel like these are just, like you said, tech founder, like even like a dentist. Like all of these almost look like
this looks like the picture.
Yeah.
This looks like the picture on the wall of a fucking barber.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. It's the fucking Supercuts 24 pack. Like, let me get the number four. It's the same guy.
That's the one I went with.
It's the same fucking guy.
Yeah.
Here's the big conspiracy. All right. Column four, three down. How did this dude's hairline go from like angled to straight again?
Where do you see that?
You see the angle? Sharp angle.
Oh, I think he's just got it done a little bit different in the fourth one.
This dude's like, I mean, he definitely got hair plugs after seven. You know what I mean? Column three, two down.
Two, three, four, five.
But like you six, see the hairline is suffering in the front. You see it's going.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you're like right.
It's dipping back. And then the next one, he came back with a fucking 1995 lawyer cut.
He's got it.
He's getting so many fucking people on probation.
Yeah, this also kind of looks like pictures they use in like a murder documentary. Mm-hmm. When a dude kills his whole family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now column two, all the way four. The way the lighting is hitting his eyes, yeah, that's like, I just killed my whole family. Look right there.
He also could be a hockey player, too.
Yeah. It's just funny because Tom Brady is the most, like, not right. Like, he's such a, not a unique person. You know what I mean? Like, even the name, this guy could be anything. Yeah. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Two first name, head ass. Sorry, yeah. Kyle.
Can't trust him. You can tell though. You like look at the very first picture. He's like he's got like face fat.
Yeah.
Even in his cheeks.
Yeah.
Can you get that sucked out, or do you think he just got in shape?
If you can get that sucked out, I need that sucked out of my face.
Same, dude.
I'm starting to get lines because I laugh too much.
Really?
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little crease from the laughter.
You gotta stop laughing, dude. Yeah, be sadder. That's the key to aging, is don't be happy anymore.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we need to get the Tom Brady cheek suck operation.
Yeah.
Do we have that Indeed commercial? That commercial was that was some that shit was I mean,
yeah, what was your favorite commercial? Show it to me. Let's see it. Do you have it, Luke?
I don't have it. Let me see if I could dig it up.
Here we go.
Bro. This shit, just let this run, bro.
Oh, we got music, though.
You can just help. Mute the music.
Yeah, mute it. Yeah.
All right, so you guys got the vibe. It's like this, like...
We help the ones starting out get jobs. We help the ones starting over get jobs. We help the ones thinking about today get jobs. We help the ones thinking about tomorrow get jobs. Okay. We help the hell-bent get jobs. We help the determined get jobs.
Bro, the salary slider.
Yeah, we help the qualified get jobs. We help the hopeful get... Okay. We help the passionate. Okay. The beginners. The experienced. And we help the ready get jobs. Indeed.
We help people get... First of all, what a dumbass slogan. We help people get jobs. First of all, they don't. If anyone's ever used... Bro, have you ever used Indeed?
No, but clearly people do if they have enough money to do a fucking Super Bowl commercial.
Bro, stop it. Maybe Indeed, like, 5 years ago kind of worked.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. The funniest shit to me was during a Super Bowl after a fucking pandemic where unemployment is pretty brutal. They're just going to fucking spit in people's faces and be like... Hey, we know you're on the couch right now needing a job. We can help you get that job. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like
people... You think that's bad?
I think it's kind of an asshole move.
I mean, why if their thing is like, that would be an asshole move if they didn't help at all. But if you can use it to find a job, how is that an asshole thing?
I think it's an asshole thing because it's like, that could be the one day you're just trying to enjoy. You might be with some family or something. They're like, hey, we just want to remind you. Yeah. You might be unemployed right now.
Your family's like...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that commercial comes on and they're like, oh, Dad, have you been on Indeed lately? He's like, yeah, every fucking day, bro. The funniest shit to me was the salary slider where he just goes from 55 to 75. Like, let me just see. Like, let me just see what's out there.
Wait, so that's all it takes? That's all it takes to make more money? I can just slide the
slider? Yeah, you just slide the salary. That's all you do.
I'd love an 80K salary then.
Yeah. That's the part that's fucking dick as well. Oh, you know what? I don't feel like making this amount of money anymore. I want to make more. And you just push to the right. Ah, yes. That's what I would like.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, yeah, I guess it is. Maybe it's dick because there just aren't jobs available.
Yeah, so, that's like, why I think it's shit.
To give people hope with this inspirational commercial where it's like, we help everyone get a job.
Yeah.
You can get a job, and here's a job for you, and here's Steve Jobs.
And then you get on there, and you put all this information on Indeed, and they're like, all right, so we got a bunch of user information, and it's just like, just selling your shit.
We're going to sell your info, and here's zero jobs. He's like, actually, I'd like to make 80 or 90K.
Yeah.
Zero results. Oh. Okay. How about 40? Zero results.
All right.
Yeah.
What, you know, 39? 38.
Yeah, I see. I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, it's not nice. And I think the other funny part is they'll just get everybody on there and sell that data, and they're just making money off of people who can't make money right now.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that's fair.
Shit.
Although... Yeah. Who knows, though? Maybe they paid more for that Super Bowl ad. No, it probably is worth it for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No.
We were talking about how much Super Bowl ads cost. I think the average is $5 million for a Super Bowl ad.
Jeez.
And what was it? Like, Ian from SeatGeek tweeted 20 million people watched the Super Bowl. or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're watching, how many ads do you think on average they're watching over the course of the Super Bowl? Probably like 20.
Yeah, something like that. At least. I feel like there's like between 3 and 5 for every break.
Yeah, and so his tweet was Mr. Beast gets 20 million views at least per video or something like that. I know it's like not really a comparison, but if you think about watching 20 Mr. Beast videos and him having the same amount of reach as someone's as all of America, the whole world sitting through the entire Super Bowl, that's pretty wild because it's the most watched thing in the planet, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
That's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah. Pretty wild that everybody tunes in to watch a bunch of guys chase after a ball. It's fucking sus.
Okay, let's get sus.
We could watch the Robin Hood commercial.
Oh yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Cue
you have
this
that one,
bitch
Luke?
Up. Cue this bitch up. I was dying laughing. I could not believe this shit. What a title.
Is there music?
They didn't even start,
investors.
They didn't even allow likes or dislikes. Scroll
but
down.
But you can turn that off?
Wait, no. Is this like?
Comments are turned off. Everything. Yeah.
Disabled.
Yeah, you're right.
Disabled. We are all investors.
Start playing it with sound just to see if there's music and if they're...
Yeah, it's a really
it's fucking lame.
Here, I'll do the fake ass piano. Ready?
Yeah. All right, woman petting a dog. Guy running up a mountain. We have someone.
I forget. Is there a voiceover? Unmute it for a sec. Fuck. Is there a voiceover? There is. Damn it. Yeah. Damn it. We got to watch this in the bone zone, brother.
Okay. We will.
It's dude.
What happens though?
Oh.
They're basically, it's like same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we help everyone invest.
Oh.
No matter who you are, you could work at a daycare. You could.
I said this way too late afterward and I deleted it, but like, I wouldn't be surprised if people burn down Indeed and Robinhood like because of those commercials. I'd be so fucking pissed if I was like, even remotely close to either, like, it just seemed like they were preying on people who were down. You know what I mean? Like, it just felt like, oh, are you jobless during the Super Bowl? We'll help you. You know what I mean? It's like, that person's been trying to get a job for a year, you fucking dickhead.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
You know, and Robinhood has that, they buy that commercial. They probably bought it way in advance, but given everything they just did, how do they not think we should probably pull out?
Because someone along the way was like, dude, we spent $5 million on this. We're not pulling out.
Pull out game terrible by Robin Hood.
It's like, no matter how many people we fucked 2 weeks ago,
we
can still fuck some more with this Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah. You know the Robin Hood way.
There are still some people that don't have money to lose, and we can help them lose it.
Yeah. You know, with all the buzz about GameStop and everything going on, there was a large percentage of Americans in nursing homes that have access to cellular devices and have liquid cash to trade. They just aren't aware. So we want to be targeting those with mild dementia and stay-at-home grandparents that are being taken care of by their immediate family.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about yoloing your bar mitzvah money into a stupid stock?
No, that's fucking Gen Z.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. They're targeting everyone. People with dementia, Gen Z who, you know, their very first savings that they're supposed to put towards college or whatever. Entrepreneurial endeavor, no. YOLO that into fucking, you know.
Can you imagine some desperate ass, like, commercial targeted at old people, like, by Robin Hood, just, like, starts with war footage. You've seen all parts of America. History. But what was the one thing that stood the test of time that created success? The stock market. Stop trading corn and Disney and trading with real stocks that net you real earnings.
Look at history. Look at the stock market now compared to where it was 100 years ago. Stocks only go up.
And you still got 5 years left. So what are you waiting for, Clayton? Take the remainder of your Social Security and throw it into GameStop today. And we'll give you a free share. Because that's the American way. Helping your fellow man. Robin Hood. We need to meet in the middle. So much meat in the middle. Oh, damn. Gay burger.
Nice, gay burger. Hell yeah. Beef me up, daddy.
America's so sus. Always trying to meet in the middle. All those weird commercials, dude, about meeting in the middle and then buy a Jeep.
What is that even in reference to?
It's like, you know, just...
What is meeting in the middle?
Compromise. Just like the last year and how polarizing and how crazy just the world got. And
okay.
They're trying to talk about uniting people who stormed the Capitol. And, you know, other people protesting against...
Let's put our differences aside.
Yeah, and buy a fucking Jeep.
For this Jeep that we all love. Yeah, I kind of like... Someone said Budweiser... Not Bud Light, but Budweiser didn't... For the first time in 20 years or something like that, didn't have a Super Bowl ad. Oh, yeah, I think it was Luke that was saying that, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Because of just how turbulent the year has been. They're like, we're just going to stay out of it. We're not going to take any... We're just going to stay out of it. We're not... I think this is not a year to market our product, honestly. I don't think anyone needs any more marketing this year. It's been a tough year. And that's why Mr. Clean is the best cleaning supply for your counters.
People believe Mr. Clean... symbolizes sorry, I'm just thinking about fucking Mr. Clean being co-opted as like a like white supremacy icon.
Why?
He's just like a bald white guy in mainstream media. Oh wait, didn't they change Mr. Clean? No, they didn't. I thought there was something
hair,
like...
He got hair plugs?
He got hair plugs, yeah.
He's got Fabio hair now?
Yeah, they just...
Just long-ass, sick flow?
Yeah.
Mr. Clean Up.
I mean, isn't there some conspiracy like Mr. Clean is gay?
Why?
Because of the earring.
Okay. What's wrong with one earring?
I don't know, man.
Huh? What's wrong with that?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I thought that was like some conspiracy back in the day.
Dude, that'd be sick if he had just like insane hockey hair.
I thought you were saying it'd be sick if he was gay.
Andy was gay.
Andy
it'd
was
be sick
gay.
If he had dope hair. Andy was gay.
Bro, hold on, Luke. Can you throw up this fucking skirt on Redbubble that I just came across? I just typed Mr. Clean in Google and this shit came up. We got to wear these on the first episode of the pod. Well, maybe not wear them, but, you know, something like it. These are tight.
Whoa, that's hard.
It's like a hand.
Is that a skirt?
Yeah, it's a skirt.
Yeah, that's hard. Love it.
Anyway.
It's a kilt.
Oh, Mr. Clean kilt? No.
Yeah.
Too hard to make. I don't know. I was gonna ask, where the hell is our thread? Cause I know we had something better in there.
We got some GameStop lost porn we could look at.
Oh, I don't wanna gloat on people getting fucking absolutely hosed by GameStop.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't want to gloat on people getting fucking annihilated by GameStop.
I mean, especially since we just talked shit about the Robin Hood commercial.
I know.
And that's basically what they did by debuting that commercial.
That's why they kept it up. Big ass globe.
Yeah, just a big middle finger.
They're just, oh my God. They're all laughing in the fucking marketing room. Like, we're all investors.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Oh, we're all investors. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right, dude, going for a hike. You're not an investor. We're investors. Fucking 9 monitors, 3 keyboards. That's what an investor is. Dude, so we were talking last week about, you said, someone said Michael Burry was the guy that started it. And I was like, that's the guy from The Big Short, right? He's the guy that was the first one to short the housing market. It was.
But Deep Value said that Mike Burry put GameStop on his list of like whatever.
No, but Mike Burry also made like $250 million on that trade or something like that. But I can't believe no one, I didn't see more about that.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's kind of insane that the first guy to short the housing market. I mean, maybe, I don't know. The Big Short made it seem like he was the first guy to do it.
Yeah.
And he's like some like weird genius. Like,
I feel like there have been these people just throughout history. Like, I feel like he had to learn that from somebody.
Learned what?
Or identify that kind of opportunity. Like all these articles came out about weird, you know, short squeezes and stuff like over the last 100 years or whatever.
I just think it's crazy that he was also the one.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, sorry. I'm not trying to sidestep your point. No, it's pretty insane. And if he made $250 million off this, even crazier.
That's what I'm saying. It's wild.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can I take a 60-second shit break?
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry. I'll be quick.
No,
you can time me. Time this shit. Starting now. And we're back. Off the porcelain throne.
How was it, dude?
It was good. That's why I was stuttering the past few minutes. I was like really trying to fight the... we got a top point.
Just shifting cheeks.
That was the other thing we were talking about.
What about the did you see the Super Bowl? toilet bowl.
Walkie slush.
Toilet bowl. Walkie slush?
Walkie slush.
What is that? I saw that all over TikTok, but I didn't know what it was.
I just know it as a sound effect.
Some dude was like, walkie slush, and he was in a convenience store and he filled up his like cup with a Slurpee and then like poured Robitussin inside of it or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know the beginnings. I just know the phrase walkie slush.
Well, is it a TikTok thing or what is it?
Yeah. Okay, it's like an MLG. It's like, you know, like sound effect, bruh. It's like that.
Oh, okay, got it.
Toilet and it was like. White people be like, walkie slush.
Walkie slush. Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I'm glad it went well, man.
Thanks, bro. Now I can think. Now I can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, we can talk about Deep fucking Value and how he's being investigated, apparently.
Yeah.
Now, where did you hear that?
That was just on Reddit. Like, it was announced that he's going to get investigated by the SEC.
And he stopped posting, too.
He made a post like, yeah, I'm going to back off the daily values. And everyone's going ham in the comments. You fucking sold, you pussy. You sold.
We're supposed to hold the line.
Yeah, first of all, man, if I was Deep Value, I would have sold that bitch at 40 mil. I would have hit that lever.
Oh, yeah. I would have done it, never posted again. You know, just like Irish exit. Just, hey, I know I was your guys's. Like, you know,
I was your dude
idol and I was your dude and I was the symbol of the subreddit, but I'm a dip.
Yeah, I'm about it. Yeah, everyone's like cheering. Yeah, hold the line. He kind of like looks at one guy. He's like, hey, man.
Hey, good to see you.
It was nice to meet you, man. No.
Just don't. I don't want to ruin the vibe.
I'm out.
I'm going to sneak out the back.
All right.
You cool?
All right, bet.
All right, good to see you. Good to meet you, bro. Hey, hold the line, okay?
Hold the line. Yeah, make sure you hold the line.
You guys hold the. You make sure they all holding the line and everything.
Then another guy turns around and says, "You're leaving? Just hold the line.
Just hold the line. Hold the line.
I'll be right back to hold the line.
I'll be back. I'm just taking a piss. The bathroom line is full. I'm gonna take a piss in the alley. Okay. I'll be right back. Hey, give me a drink. Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, vodka tonic. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Was it vodka? What'd you say? Vodka, tequila? Yeah, put both in there. I don't care.
Yeah, vodka, tequila. Yeah, love that. Favorite drink. And then finally he gets to the back door and he opens it up. And there's a guy right there. Oh, yo, D-Val, you're not leaving, are you?
He's like,
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm just taking
yo,
a piss.
Yo, D-Val, he's leaving.
Are you fucking leaving? After you said hold the line?
The party just started, man. We got to take shots still. What are you doing? You keep me leaving right now. It's 11:30. What the fuck are you doing, you nerd?
Bro, how did he not just pull the lever at 40 million and just go, sorry, not sorry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe he should have done that and did one last post that was like, this is it. This, what do you mean? We did the wealth distribution.
Yeah.
It's all going back if we don't do this right now.
Yeah. I got it. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take this for us. You know, this is for us.
Yeah.
And then you go buy a yacht that says billionaire killer.
and open a GameStop on it.
And open a GameStop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's getting investigated. So this shit ain't over, man. I think the Robin Hood guys went to testify like a week ago.
Against what?
No,
for what?
I think just like...
Oh, because they got sued. Just,
yeah, I think they just
they
called
got a
court.
Bunch of class action lawsuits against them. Yeah.
Crazy. This shit ain't over. It's going to go on. We're going to get a dope-ass documentary about this in like a year.
Yeah, with Noah Centineo in it.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
Heartthrob.
I can't believe these billionaires are taking my tendies.
It's so awful. They want to take your tendies.
Yeah, I can't fucking believe it. Stacy, I can't stay here. I have to go get tendies with my boys.
Go to the moon, babe, and take me with you.
I will.
You're an average-looking girl compared to me, physically, but I'll still love you.
And then who do they cast as, like, old as fuck, as like, his, like, 16-year-old friend? Or no. They're, like, early college. They cast Ryan Reynolds as his college roommate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, Ryan Reynolds is supposed to be 19.
And a nerd.
And yeah. I can't do a Ryan Reynolds impression.
Yeah. So deep value, man.
Yeah.
Crazy. Good for him, though. You know?
Yeah. I mean,
he still makes some money, right?
I hope so. He's I hope the fuck he made some money.
Yeah. He got to keep some M's, probably. Who knows?
Should have taken the 40, man.
Yeah, I know.
See ya.
That's
I'm up out of here.
Dude, that's jet money. That's what that is.
Yeah, honestly. Jeez. Whatever, man. There's more to life than just money.
Like what?
Cars, yachts, planes.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
That's actually a really good point.
Money
doesn't, more make
than just
you, money. Money doesn't make you happy.
No. Cars, jets, planes parties,
yachts,
drugs.
Those make you happy.
Yeah, that stuff makes you really happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bitcoin.
Yeah. Bitcoin can make you big
Bitcoin
happy.
Definitely can buy you happiness.
Oh, dude,
I went on Clubhouse last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I am addicted to it now.
Well, why? Are you just going in random rooms?
No, I did a room with Tim Dillon,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up talking to Griffin from TikTok. Griffin, the fuck is his last name? Griffin, what the fuck, I forget, but him. I talked to that Michael Gruen guy, who was absurd. I don't know. They were like just dropping in people. They were like, oh, you got to meet Snoop Dogg's business manager, and just drop him in there. And they're like, how much weed does Snoop Dogg smoke? And the guy was like, he smokes a lot of weed. I'm his business manager. And then that guy would pop out. And then George, the CEO of Fullscreen, George
no,
popped
didn't.
In. He's like, what's up, Cody? And I was like, what's up, George? Long time no talk. And then he just quietly left. And then.
No way.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking fun. Like, I didn't get it before. I was like, dude. absolute, because I just followed a whole bunch of random people, and I was like, 95% of what's being said on this app at any given time is a complete waste of time, guaranteed.
Yeah.
But like to be a person that's speaking, like in one of the rooms, it actually was like weirdly fun.
Yeah. I thought about starting a fart room last night.
Where it's just farting?
Yeah. I think I'm going to do that. No, I mean, there's like Lakeith did the moan room.
Oh, right. The moan room. Yeah. You should do a fart room.
I just want to do a fart room. Yeah.
You should definitely do that. But if you say anything, any word, you get booted.
Yeah. It can't. It has to be like a full up. I wish there was a way they could like rate it, you know, in real time.
Rate the farts?
Yeah. Like if people could somehow, you know,
I was kind of thinking that. Like it would be a good feature to like. For like little comments to pop up, like if you just got like a little like shut the fuck up, like if someone's talking too long and someone's like shut the fuck up, please, everyone wants you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
like that'd be kind of cool.
Or like some kind of encore button, so if people like what you're saying, they can vote you to keep going, kind of thing.
Yeah,
like, yeah, keep talking, keep farting.
Yeah, yeah,
go,
yeah.
Go, 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 go.
Encore, I like that. Like little hands, little clapping hands that come up.
Yeah. So if it's just like, even if they're all lighting up with claps, it's like, ah, you're killing it, man.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
I gotta say, it is really interesting. It's just like Discord for VCs, you know? Like I totally get why it's so like tech heavy and every VC has a fucking hard on for this app, because they all just circle jerk and talk about investments and everything. And the general population is like, oh, we're getting inside info into the world. You know, but it's, you can build a following on there really easily, because as long as you're in one of those rooms with someone who has a ton of followers, there's a bunch of people listening, and everyone, your profile shows up at the very top. So everyone wants to click in and follow you.
Yep.
So there's people with like a million followers that aren't actually anybody.
Oh, really? Already?
That have built an audience on Clubhouse. Yeah. And I'm assuming they're going to start doing like paid broadcasts and stuff, right? Like ticketed ones. Why wouldn't they do that?
Yeah, I mean,
like
it's like
$5 and I'll talk for an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
It definitely is interesting. I'm kind of addicted. I wanted to spend the whole night on it, weirdly. Because then I popped into one and it was like Mr. Beast and fucking Keemstar.
Whoa.
That was a weird one. And Nerd City was in there too.
The boy.
And I popped in and Keemstar was like, yeah, something's wrong with the YouTube algorithm. My last two posts did under 1 million views, and like that's just not possible because I make the best videos ever.
Whoa.
And then I left the room. But there's others. It was kind of fun. I don't know.
Damn, kinda bro.
Yeah.
My Clubhouse following, we're up to 600.
There you go.
I ain't even posted on this bitch.
Well, as soon as you start that fart room,
fart room gonna go off.
Probably quadruple.
I think I'll do a fart room like tonight or something.
Yeah, I'll join.
Hell yeah. Who's got some good farts?
Yeah, we can let them rip tonight, dude.
Yeah, you know, it's fart room time. Let's go.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Let me announce.
Wait, is that allowed? Can we say verbally what we think of the farts after?
Oh yeah, yeah. If like I have a judging panel.
Yeah.
Okay.
That could be fun. Let's talk about this these sexy ass Joe Biden pictures.
Oh yeah.
Can we pull those up, Luke? These are hot, dude. You ready to get turned on?
I mean, I've already had to like ban myself from looking at it.
Why?
Because the images are just too.
Oh yes, dude.
It's too attractive.
You're looking good, man. These are so obviously photoshopped, right?
Yeah, I'll say it a million times. Those are definitely not his hips. Those are not his hips, bro.
Dude's packing too, man.
Dude,
look at that like fupa fold right there.
Yeah, he's bricked up.
Is he?
I think he might be bricked up.
He's like acid washed jeans. Like, isn't he 90 years old?
Yeah. Like,
it looks weird, does it not?
It does. And his body's in a state where if you're to support it on one ankle like that, it'd be something serious. That's how we know this is Photoshopped.
Isn't that what you tweeted? You said,
yeah,
he can't, we all know, but he can't bounce.
But like, I'm just like, I need to get it out of my system. Like, I feel like I haven't been able to say this anywhere really, but there's no way. That's the biggest tell of it all. If they had him standing there on 2 feet, that would have been some old ass shit. I've been like, yeah, yep, that's him. But the 1 foot, I think, is what really takes me out of it. It breaks reality for me.
What's with the, is it a, it's a golf club? What kind of golfing outfit is this?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
you're golfing in cuffed jeans?
That seems like miserable, don't you? Like, you're
it's really awful. It'd be just sweat dripping out of your big, clearly his big ball sack or something.
Yeah, aren't like golfing pants like kind of loose? Like, doesn't Tiger, like, hasn't he golfed in like a probation hearing outfit for his whole career?
Yeah, I don't think golfing in jeans. Don't you usually golf in shorts?
I thought like Tiger had like those pants? Big baggy pants. Hold on. I thought golfers in general.
Yeah, you golf in pants. Kyle just chatted, you golf in pants. Yes. Yeah. Golf in pants. That's what I meant. But
all right.
I've golfed before. I know that.
I'm look up professional golfers.
Swagger in chief? Are these real or are we getting fucked with?
Probably getting pranked.
Swagger in chief?
Yeah.
That can't be real. From double denim to peak preppy. Oh, that's not about
number 46 gets our big fit makeover.
Go back to the first one again. It's so funny.
All right.
What kind of an outfit is this?
Sorry, I just have to say I'm completely misremembering Tiger's outfits.
No, he always had like the sleek Nike outfits.
Yeah. These shits are fitted. These are not baggy by any means. I just thought, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, this like two-tone James Charles outfit right here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a Teddy Fresh type outfit a little bit.
Yeah, I should say Teddy Fresh. I don't wanna reignite the beef, my bad. This color paneled outfit. Dude looks like a Swatch book for couches.
Yeah, totally. He does.
Oh, shit. I know everyone looks at this and is like, Joe Biden doesn't even know why he's there.
Kind of true, though.
Yeah, he probably doesn't. No, he doesn't even know. He didn't even know why he took these pictures. So what are we doing here? Saying. You're the president. Right.
Right. That's right. What this desk is.
Presidential. Who's the president? You are. I am. Right.
I would love the Starbucks.
Yeah. Dude, stop it. Can he drink anything with one hand? That's the biggest sign of old, is you need both. You need both feet, both hands.
Yeah.
You're not just like picking shit up off the counter anymore.
Yeah.
Bro, what if as soon as they took this picture, they're like, that was great. And then his grip just completely goes. And that coffee is the fucking
fuck. He's definitely not holding anything. They photoshopped that in. He's just, make it like you're gripping something. Okay, but don't Photoshop anything weird into this.
Dude, they position him like this. They get the shot, and then they're like, we got it. And he just falls over because he can't balance. Coffee hits the foot. Yeah, that's mean. Old people falling down isn't funny.
Sort of, a little bit.
It is a little bit.
Except you see that grandpa that got attacked and...
Bro.
SF, dude.
Terrible shit.
He got killed, right?
Yeah. This is like...
And he was 70-something years old, and then the same guy attacked two other seniors?
There's a whole...
That same day?
Yeah, there's a whole, controversy behind that. It's not even controversy. It's just like
fucked up, dude.
Yeah. Socioeconomic shit that is just not. It's a bummer.
What? Someone attacking old people?
Yeah. It's just like a
kind of a psycho thing, isn't it?
I mean, I guess there's just been like a history of like elderly, like Asian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was reading that on Twitter.
People being like attacked in the Bay Area and stuff. And just brutal.
Like hate crimes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, bro. You did a Kid Cudi.
What? Yeah, yeah. I just dropped that. Yeah. What about that dude who got murdered?
You see the old guy that got murdered? What? I don't like that.
Yeah. Sorry about that. That was a little bit dark, but I was reading that last night.
Ultimate. I said something on stream the other day and the whole chat was like, Noel, you're scaring the hoes away, and that shit had me rolling. Three 3,000 people saying you're scaring the hoes away.
Yeah, dude, stop.
Dude, stop.
Girls are leaving, man. What did you say?
I don't even know what the fuck I was joking about. I said something and I just started like riffing and people were like, dude, you're scaring the hoes away.
That's funny. Oh, can we watch this lawyer cat video?
Holy fuck, man.
We gotta watch it. I know it was everywhere, but I just wanna
watch it. Nah, this is the most like innocently hilarious thing. And these are the people people like this make decisions about the internet and technology for all of us is such bullshit.
Hey, to his defense, man, Zoom is a kind of a piece of garbage when it comes to this shit. Like, dude, how many people do you know that can't figure out how to like stop sharing their screen or share their screen?
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Those buttons at the top whenever you do that. But Luke, can you play that video? The one of the lawyer?
How do you even activate that filter?
I don't know. Okay, so this is a court hearing, right?
Yeah.
It says 394th Judicial District Court.
Haunton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to...
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant who she's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I can see that. Haunton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video.
I love that first little
That's why I started laughing. It's like you busted a nut. Why do old people do that, man? They got to get like their voice box started up.
No, but it is pretty representative of that feeling when you're in the moment of a live stream or something.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Like you're in the middle of like some technically demanding process, mm-hmm. and something fucks up and your mind is everywhere. Like, I don't know what to even start to fix this right now. And the pressure's on. You're like,
oh, wait.
Can we try the.
Wait, are you ready? What?
Yeah. What is it?
Hold on a second. Fucking hell. Oh, are you serious?
What happened?
I fucking, I found it. fucking, hold on. I'm gonna take care of the visual end of this podcast. But yeah. We can keep going. I just like how the eyes don't track. Like they're just like pointing in random directions.
I know. I like that. But he did the thing that you do in that situation where you just go, I'm good to move forward with this.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a cat. I'm a real guy and we can just keep doing this. It's just a filter. Like you guys can just ignore it. They're like, no, we can't.
All right. You seeing me now?
Yeah.
A little halo. This is gonna be an odd edit for Nate. I'm a shark.
Nice.
I'm trying to find. Oh, okay.
Nice.
All right.
Now you're like, oh, m'lady.
Ooh, m'lady.
I like the top hat. Sacre like bleu. Sacre bleu.
This market is crashing.
Some fromage. Oh, little mustache. Wait, who's that? Who am I podcasting with right now? I don't recognize that guy.
My name is...
Who are you, sir?
It's me.
Oh, what's up, Dan?
I got you. This is me. Yeah, this is kind of smooth.
It is kind of cool. How are you doing this? Choose video filter. There it is.
Yeah. But why can I not get... All right, that's like...
How about this one? Look, I'm a cute little reindeer.
No. Oink, oink. I'm a hungry little piggy.
Hey, Noel, I am prepared to continue with this podcast. I am not actually a reindeer.
I can see that.
Yeah, tricks are for kids.
Yeah.
Silly wabbit.
Oh, shit. No, I don't like that.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
All right, let me stop fucking around. This
is probably hell for everyone just listening right now.
Yeah, they're like, what are you guys doing? Okay,
sorry.
I'll do the rest of the podcast like this.
We can do this for the bonus.
Yeah, bro. Oh, this would be hilarious.
Yeah. I like it.
I'm keeping this on.
By the way, we had some really exciting meetings yesterday.
We did, actually. Extremely exciting.
Shit that's coming up in very soon in the future. We are making moves, and we can't wait to show you guys what we're working on. It's fucking incredible, seriously.
Yeah.
For everyone who's been listening to this show from the start, this is going to be an incredible moment for all of us. So,
yeah, you all are truly not ready for what we have got planned. I know you all want us back in the studio, and trust me, once we get back in, it's going to be worth it.
It's going to be
nice. I promise you that.
Yes, we're working.
Freeze!
Ah!
I'm here to steal this podcast.
That's the best one so far. You look like, what is that spy versus spy show? You remember that?
Yeah.
You remember spy versus spy?
Yeah. I remember the game.
That's what you look
like. Dude, you got to put yours on.
Hold on.
You got to be a bandit.
Okay, hold on.
Wanna. Oh, oh. Hey,
now. Deal with it, bro. Deal with it. Wait. Deal with it. Right? Like the meme.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Deal with it, bitch.
Deal with it. Oh, you don't like that I pooped and left and didn't flush? Deal with it.
Deal with it. Oh, what? I didn't put down the toilet seat? Huh? Wife? Deal with it.
Oh, you didn't like it? I didn't show up to our mandatory child custody hearing? Deal with it.
Deal with it.
Oh, you guys didn't like that you didn't get to make any money off of GameStop? Deal with it.
It's the hedge funds.
Yeah. Deal with it.
What's up, retail? Deal with it.
Deal with it. Thug life. Deal with it. Billionaire thug life, deal with it.
Let's start the bonus like this. This is awesome.
Yeah, I like it. Are you sure you don't want it? Yo, dude.
Yo. Oh, yo.
It's good, dude. Didn't yo. See you coming down the mountain.
Yeah, bro. Hold on. Where did you get that?
Yo, bro, what's up, dog? What's up, dude? What's up?
I can hardly breathe in this.
Yo, no, what's good, man? I've been sitting for a while, dog.
Yeah, it's like
a
tiny
Zoom hat.
If you're just listening on audio, we're just doing face filter hour. And
yeah, it's the end of the episode, so we're kind of just, you know.
I promise you. Yo, the beanie?
Yo, what's up? You want to spark this?
Yeah, for sure.
What is it, a VR headset?
Yeah.
Ooh. What is that?
It's like a little necklace. It's like a little headdress.
Nice.
Hey, King, you dropped this. All right. Oh, this is cute. Look at my little. Oh.
Oh.
All right, guys. We're dashing off to the bone zone.
All right, guys.
All right.
Goodbye.
See you in the bone zone. Peace.